So we have Matthew, everybody's here, aren't we? We're all together?
Yes, we're all here now.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order. Could we have a roll call, please?
Director Forcroy.
I'm here.
Director Millage.
Here.
Director Ohilski.
I'm here.
Vice President Womack.
Present.
President Sesenya.
I'm here.
Did you hear me? I'm sorry, I was having...
I did hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, tonight, first up on the agenda, we're going to be adjourning to closed session under Government Code Section 549571, General Manager's Performance Evaluation. Now, we're going to take public comment, aren't we, right now for this item?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll open it up to that.
If you'd like to make a public comment on the closed session item, please press star 9 if you're on your phone or raise your hand. All right, you're able to speak. You just have to unmute yourself.
Good evening, everybody. This is Julie Tacker. And I first want to say that I'm very happy that the district has Ron Munn. I think I'm probably on the same page with all of you. Appreciate his work, appreciate his time. He's very generous with his time for the public. And I especially appreciate that he has lowered the volume, so to speak, on all the controversies and, you know, all the headlines that both of those used to make. So very much appreciate that. I do have some concern about item 5 on the open session, and I wanted to comment to you before you go to closed session, because that's where you're going to discuss it. And it alludes to a raise of some kind, and Mr. Munn signed a 3-year contract for $150,000 a year, which is far more than any general manager at Los Osos has ever received. And he is doing a good job for that money. But we also are talking in all the last meetings, certainly Finance Committee, about the public of Los Osos struggling through the COVID crisis. And I think everyone, I know I am, working harder for less in my job, and I just think that it's a really bad timing to give any kind of raise. And, you know, maybe consider it at some other point down the road, but with, you know, at the end of the contract. But this is COVID times, and everybody's got to tighten their belt. And, you know, nothing against Ron, but just want your board to know that I don't think that any kind of raise at this time is appropriate. And thank you for your time.
All right, Lynette, you just need to unmute and you're able to speak.
Hi, this is Lynette Tornotsky, and I just wanted to say that Ron has done an exceptional job. I can't even hardly express how great he has been in this job. And I trust you guys completely, you on the board, to figure out what to do regarding the raise. You will figure it out. But I just want you to know, as a citizen who attends most of the committee meetings and, of course, all of the CSD meetings, that I am so impressed with the amount of knowledge that he has brought to the job. It's beyond what we have seen in the past, and I am absolutely thrilled that he has consented to be with us, and I hope he never leaves. So that is my public comment. Thank you.
There's no other public comment at this time.
Okay, with that, we will bring it back to the board and we will adjourn to closed session. And we'll be back at 6 o'clock.
And we are streaming through Zoom.
Okay, then we will reconvene to open session. And could we have a roll call, please?
Director Forcroy.
Here.
Director Millage.
Here.
Director Ohilski.
Present.
Vice President Womack.
Present.
President Sesenia.
I'm here, and we will turn to Council Minery for a report out of closed session.
Thank you. Sorry. The report out of closed session was that the general manager received a very good performance evaluation, and the board then will move into the first item of open session for any discussion about a change of compensation.
Okay, and anything from the 9-3, I see on the agenda that we have a 9-3 closed session that we did not give a report from.
Oh.
That we were just talking about the process that we were going to go through to set up tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The report out for the 9-3 was no reportable action.
Right. Okay. So we will go on to agenda item 5, a business item, general manager's compensation. Consider and approve a compensation and or fringe benefits package for the general manager. We will go to public comment for this item.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please raise your hand. Again, *9 or raise your hand. There's no public comment at this time.
Okay, surprises happen. Okay, so how did we agree to do this, Mr. Minery? I guess we just need a report from the board's deliberations.
Well, the board needs to make final determinations of compensation in open session. But there was a proposal by Mr. Munns for a slight increase of changing the vacation accrual maximum from 320 hours per year to 400 hours per year. And because of the current contract allows for the district to pay one dependent, and Mr. Munns will not have that dependent. And so the request was to convert that value from the health care benefit to add to his salary. And that would, of course, result in no net increase in compensation, but the benefit then would remain for Mr. Munns in the form of salary rather than health care. And so that is the proposal on the table for your board's discussion.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's a good summary of what we discussed. So in effect, we would be, I think the bump in the vacation accrual hours we talked about at current pay rate would be about $5,000. If he saved all 400 hours of vacation and got paid when he retired for all of that, it would be an extra $5,000 to the district as opposed to the 320 hours currently. The change in the health insurance, again, no net cost to the district. I kind of feel like it's a good way for us to say thank you without increasing our costs, and appreciate the work. Again, the reviews were, I would say, probably averaged 4.75 out of 5 across the board on the questions. So it was a good one, and we're happy. The district is running well, other than our aging infrastructure, and we have someone that is handling that pretty well. So I guess at this point, we need a vote on this. Or a motion on this
item.
Well, real quick, this is Matthew. I just wanted to clarify because I think the conversion with the health benefit, I think that it was to take place in March. I don't think it's immediate. So I wanted to make sure we clarify that.
Okay.
And technically,
thank you.
Also, technically, it's a slight increase because we're paying probably a percentage to retirement, right? Based on the new higher salary. So it's mostly the same.
Right. Yes, there would be a slight increase in the PERS items. But I do, I think in lieu of a COLA, cost of living, then I think it's an appropriate way to for both of us to feel good about the relationship. So I will entertain that motion at this point.
And President Zassania, I think if the motion could include authorization of the president of the board to sign a contract amendment reflecting the board determination.
Okay.
Okay, I will attempt it. I make a motion that we increase the vacation accrual maximum from 320 hours to 400 hours and convert a portion of the health benefit to salary, the part that right now is going covering a dependent to be converted into salary. And I believe it is supposed to begin in March 2021. And then include a contract amendment in that motion.
Thank you, Matthew. A second anywhere?
I'll second it. This is Chris. I beat you.
I'm sorry, this is Jeff. Just to be clear, did Director Forcroy include the vacation accrual increase in there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, could we have a vote, please, a roll call vote?
Director Forcroy?
Yes.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
Director Millage?
Yes.
Director Ohilski?
Yes.
President Zassania?
Yes. Okay, with that, we will move on to public comments for items not on the agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please raise your hand. All right, Julie, you're able to speak.
Good evening, this is Julie Tacker. And first I'm gonna speak to what just happened here. It doesn't seem like a very big deal, but it sounds like the proposal from Mr. Munns to the board was made sometime before today, and that could have been presented in an agenda item through a staff report of some kind so that I could read along and I could pay attention, not just me, but anybody else in the public would have that memorialized in a staff report and on your agenda. And then this is directed at the president to take public comment for something I know nothing about before you disclose what the proposal was is simply out of order and should not have happened. So I'm disappointed in this process that just occurred. Public comments that are also not on the agenda. We are winding down the terms of the term. I guess Mr. Ohilski will be back starting in December, but Vicki Millage will be leaving. And I would like the board to recover the ill-gotten compensation that she accrued over the first 2 years of her term and it's a significant amount. It would actually pay whatever increase Mr. Munns is going to receive by this shuffling of the deck of his contract. And that's public funds that she should not have gotten, and it needs to be returned. So those are the two things that are on my mind tonight, and I'll be standing by as the rest of the meeting unfolds. Thank you very much.
There's no other public comment at this time.
Okay. With that, we will move on to administrative and committee reports. We have written reports from the fire department, sheriffs, and utilities. Any questions about those from any of the board members? Okay, with that, we'll go on to the general manager's report because I think that'll probably cover anything from utilities department that we really need to hear about. So, Mr. Munns.
Yes, thank you very much. Let me just back up a little bit to the utilities department update. First off, I'd like to say Margaret Faulkner has joined our team as of Monday. We're happy to have her back. She's going to be a great asset and has already been wonderful to have around in terms of institutional knowledge and jumping in and helping me with some of these projects. I do want to comment on our 10th Street exterior recoding project. It's moving along great. Out of all the projects we have going right now, this has been a knock on wood, a success. They may finish the project on Saturday. We allowed them to work into Saturday to take advantage of this weather. Of course, with all the fog, we are concerned about paint drying correctly. Program C well update. We received the environmental constraints analysis. I'm going to have comments back to the consultant tomorrow. We're hoping to get that to the UAC at their October 21st meeting. The results and a recommendation for site selection to UAC and then to the board at your meeting in November. The other one of note, of course, it's been our ongoing saga with the 10th Street well. We thought we were having a discoloration problem with the water. We're not having a water quality issue, but of course you can't send rust color water into the system. We thought we were maybe having iron bacteria bloom. So last Friday we superchlorinated the well and the problem persisted into this week. So I'm working with Filipponi and Thompson, Spencer Harris and Rob Miller to evaluate what our next options are for that. With that, I'll move on to the other items. As everyone knows, the county has moved into the purple or out of the purple tier. And so we're contemplating when to open the office. We think we will give it some time to make sure we don't backtrack into the purple tier. But we're looking forward to having our office open to the public again, but we'll keep you posted as we move forward on that. Other item of note is the Los Osos Community Plan update. It will be back at the Planning Commission on October 8th, which everyone's assuming they'll take action to approve the update. The water purveyors are still not satisfied with how the water resources section of the report was handled. But we'll are strategizing on how to move forward as it moves to the Board of Supervisors tentatively planned for December. We're almost wrapping up our annual financial audit. The auditors have been in two different times, 2 days in a row. They said they're going to try to get this a draft audit, maybe even next week. A lot of their clients have pushed back their audits, and so they're happy to see that we are ready and moving forward. So we may have that earlier than usual this year. And then I did supply the fee update table that I've been supplying for the last few months. It's our opinion that it's time for us to start implementing late fees again. We're having issues with people responding to our requests to either set up payment plans or pay their bills on time. So we're hoping that this the the reinstituting of late fees may motivate them to pay or at least contact us. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Any questions from board members?
Yeah, I do have one. Ron, since it's really part of my report for basin management, but you know, you guys have been working on it as a staff level. Could you sort of talk about the implementation strategy that you've been talking to the staff of Golden State and Sunset Terrace about? Because
Yes, I'd love to. Thanks, Marshall. Yeah, it's been quite a work effort. In fact, we'll have had two meetings this week. We had one on yesterday, and then we'll have another one on Friday. The implementation plan is a set of initiatives that have been divided into planning initiatives and implementation initiatives, which are more project-oriented. We're going through the list, ranking them, assigning some sort of priority in an effort to help the BMC prioritize projects and studies so we know how to budget in the future as well. It's been an extensive effort. We're making a lot of headway. We will have a draft of this to the BMC at their next meeting on October 21st.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that because, like I said, my committee report's very short because it's all been a staff level work at this point.
Any other questions from the board? Ron, did the intertie test happen yesterday?
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Yes, it did. It worked. It did take a little bit of tweaking of the clay valves and the pressure regulators, but we were able to get flow in both directions. We're satisfied with the way we're going to do some work on our end because we thought we were going to have to decrease pressure on our side to get water to flow, but we're able to adjust the pressure regulators to make that happen. What we would like to do to see if we could boost pressure on our side to help Golden State if we need to flow water their direction so they don't have to go to a tank and then to the system, and in an effort we'd try to make it go directly into the system, but it was successful.
Good. At one point, because we talked about maybe a follow-up project that would have to happen. So at this point, we're making adjustments and just seeing how things go?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you. And let's see. Next on the agenda. Chamber of Commerce and LOCAC written reports. Any questions there? Let's hear from Parks and Recreation. I know there's stuff going on there, Matt. Take it away.
Yeah, so we had a special meeting because we held it off until, well, really just last Tuesday, last week. And basically we have a complete set of design drawings, and we have a proposed budget. That's all in tonight's consent agenda to get board approval to solicit construction bids for the Farrell Street pathway. I guess the update from my last report was basically that the committee coalesced around utilizing asphalt for durability, so it would be something that has very low maintenance. We wouldn't have to go back and deal with later. And then it was asphalt. And then I guess the other piece was the split rail fence that was decided upon. As far as we needed to have some fencing along the pathways to keep people from meandering over into the snail habitat. So that's all happened. There is probably a little bit of a holdup with construction based on Fish and Wildlife's construction windows, which I think is June to October. It looks like we're going to miss October. I think it's October 15th. And I know Ron has been working with Dwayne Oberhof to try to see if we could extend that to the next, to the first rain that we actually get. And so we're trying to see if we can get that constructed this fall. Otherwise, it's going to have to wait until the dry season again. But either way, we want to go solicit construction bids and award a contract and be ready to go when the time comes.
If I could provide just a quick update, it was unfortunate. We had made a great proposal to U.S. Fish and Wildlife on protecting the habitat if and when it rained, which was rejected first off. So we returned with a proposal to work until the first rain, which would have some risk on our side as the district. And we hadn't heard back, though I had talked with Dwayne Oberhof this afternoon, and he had received a message from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife representative to call this afternoon about this project, and I never heard back from Dwayne. So I'm hoping there's some updated news, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, and the reason why we think that might work is, you know, the actual construction duration is fairly short, maybe, you know, 2 weeks, something like that. So the sooner that, you know, if it's possible to get it in, if we have a late rain, hopefully not, obviously, but if we do, we hope we're going to keep pushing to see if we can make that happen this year.
Thank you, Matthew. That was, you read my mind. How long is this project going to take? Because that's going to affect directly their decision. This just kind of reminds me of my work with Caltrans this time of year, every year. Don't want it to rain, you want it to rain. Ah. Thank you. So any questions from other board members about the Parks and Rec report? Okay, Utility Advisory Committee report. You've pretty much heard what's going on from General Manager. I would just like to say there's been a lot going on, and I just appreciate the job that's being done with keeping on top of aging infrastructure, as well as trying to implement the new program Seawell, especially. I just appreciate the job that's happening. Marshall, Finance Advisory Committee report.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself. Yeah, we had our meeting. It went really well. A lot of people were appreciative of all the effort that staff's putting into coming up with clear financial reports, which is something that we haven't really had in the past. And the committee recommended that the board approve the warrant register and the financial reports. And then we talked a little bit about the investment policy, and they were in agreement with that. And then Ron gave us an update on the utility improvements plans. So that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Any announcements of district community interest, reports on attendance at other meetings and training programs? And
yeah, Basin Management Committee, we met. Ron already, our primary thing we're looking at right now is our implementation strategy and how we can maximize the value of the funds that we have available and the time. So staff's is working on that, trying to get items back to us. Hopefully next meeting, which will be this month, so we can look to adoption of our items in our implementation strategy. But Ron went through that, and like I said, staff's been working, county staff, Ron, Golden State, et cetera, has been working on it very, very diligently.
Yes, there has been just kind of a uptick in focus or intensity at the BMC, and I appreciate that. It seems like there's a determination to really refocus and throw out things that we aren't going to be using and look at new things that we are going to be using, and I appreciate that. It's going to be an interesting couple of years. So response to previously asked questions, do we have anything hanging around there?
We do not.
So we'll go to public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda. Is there anything anyone wants to pull from the consent agenda? Okay, with that, we'll go to public comment.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. And if you're on your computer, please raise your hand. Julie, you're able to speak. You just need to unmute yourself.
President Sasania, if I might, I just want to make clear, I believe you called for public comment on the administrative and committee reports and consent agenda.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's what I understood. So.
All right, Julie, you're good to go.
Thank you, Julie Tacker. I wanted to speak to something that came up at the Finance Committee relative to the warrant register. And it is, these are things that I brought up. And so did one of the committee members. First thing I brought up was the new Vactor trailer and tracking its runtime hours and allocating any use in a different fund. Case in point is the CHIP project. The last VAC trailer was used to do the playground CHIP project and was not billed to Parks and Rec. So if it were to, if the new one is to be used outside of water, since water's paying for it, then the bill has to go to sewer or whatever you're doing, drainage, whatever. Anyway, and then the other is a bit of an anomaly. Vicki turned in quite a few compensation requests, and they span two fiscal years, and that makes a bit of a calculation nightmare for the accountants. And it's just not that much money to have to, you know, mess around with, but now they have to. And Marshall, maybe you can expand on the change in policy that the committee recommended. With regard to the utility advisory committee, or actually utility update, Palisades. I'm thrilled to hear that the intertie works. I just continue to be concerned about the use, the excessive use of the Palisades well. Lastly, the Parks and Recreation expense of $37,900 for the path. We never did or saw a cost-benefit analysis for this much money. Does this benefit 37 people a day, 370 people a day, 3,700 people a day? For the next 37 years, why are we doing this? This is a lot of money for very little bang for our buck. It's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know that we really need to do this. The community has used the dirt path for as long as I've lived in Los Osos, which is 50 years, and they can continue to use it. There's nowhere to go from that path. So I'd actually like to see you reconsider that project. Thank you.
There's no other public comment at this time.
Okay, with that, we will bring it back to the board and I will entertain a motion.
Chuck, before we get a motion, can I just respond to one thing that Julie raised?
Sure.
The question about the compensation that was submitted for an extended period of time, well, what the FAC recommended and that I proposed that we do is when we do our policy updates next year, that we put some sort of time frame in for the compensation submittals, so they have to be done on a timely basis rather than carrying over, you know, 12 months or so. So that's something just in response to Julie's comment at FAC, they recommended that we look at our policies and put some sort of time constraint on it. So,
yes, that's a good idea. That's thank you, Marshall, for bringing that up. And that was an obvious oversight on my part, because we shouldn't be going back and having to adjust prior fiscal years or anything like that. I don't know how big a deal this is, but
Yeah, that's what we talked about. So anyway, I'll make a motion to receive and file the administrative committee reports and approve the consent agenda.
I'll second. Matthew.
Okay, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Millage. Vicki, I had to mute you. Are you able to unmute?
Yes.
Perfect. Vice President Womack.
Yes.
President Sesenia.
Yes.
So now we know who the barking dog is. It's Vicki.
But she's really cute.
I'm not criticizing. I've just been wondering whose dog it was.
Mine. She's 18 years old. Give her a break.
And I'm not criticizing. I just was wondering.
It's a strange time. Family affair. Yeah. And thank you for updates on all of the policy issues and just everything that's been being brought up to date, Ron, and staff. I appreciate that. Just looking at things we haven't looked at in a while. So with that, we'll look at future agenda items. Anything on the board that you want to add to agenda? Okay. Any closing board comments?
Yeah, this is Matthew. I just wanted to take a second. You know, I really appreciate everything that you've done since you've been the general manager, Ron. And I really have enjoyed working with you this last year and really excited to see how we're able to keep continuously improving the district in the next year or so. So really appreciate everything that you've done.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I second that. That was, it's just nice to feel confident in the information exchange that's going on and that things are moving in the right direction, especially when we've had all the difficulties with infrastructure recently. So it looks like our next meeting is scheduled for November 5th, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you all then and some of you before that. And with that, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.